I'm still on stage. I'm on stage. This is the first time that I've seen this myself. I beg your pardon? Yeah. Okay.
I really should start this conference off by congratulating Elvis, because we will have two new firsts. The first first, new first, involves Elvis as the first performer to do a worldwide live concert via satellite. A real spectacular. And the second is that we will have a worldwide album via satellite. All of this has been made possible by the joint efforts of a lot of people, and especially including Colonel Tom Parker. Elvis, again, my congratulations for this spectacular.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's very hard to comprehend it, because in 15 years, it's hard to comprehend that happening. To all the countries all over the world via satellite. It's very difficult to comprehend. A live concert, to me, is exciting because of all the electricity that's generated in the crowd and on stage. But it's my favorite part of the business, is a live concert.
How do you pace yourself?
Sir?
How do you pace yourself?
You mean physically, vocally, or?
So you are up when you need to be up.
I just, I exercise every day. I vocalize every day. I practice if I'm working or not. So I just try to stay in shape all the time. Vocally and mentally.
Which is harder?
Well, both is tough, yeah. You got to work at them, but I don't mind it, you know. It's worth it.
I must say this about the, when we first approached the various countries around the world, Elvis is certainly the only performer that could do this today. He is well known in every country that we have taught, in fact, in every country in the world, and the acceptance was just fantastic. It wasn't a case of any selling, because, you know, he's been in demand for live performances around the world, but you just can't do this, so this is the way of approaching it. But the acceptance exceeded all of our expectations, Elvis.
Thank you very much. That's very nice, sir.